Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole Wow, She Does It All, and the founder of the Wow Seat Media. Thank you so much for joining us for this segment. The Wow Seat Media features several production platforms that are each on different platforms, and they have their own signature segment. But on this platform, we feature expertpreneurs, and they are providing what I call your wow works or your wow mission. That's their worthwhile, outstanding works, and they're putting those out in the marketplace. Certainly would love for you to follow us on Facebook under the Wow Seat Media. Also, if you want to learn about the platforms that I have mentioned, you can visit www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Well, today we are certainly welcoming back one of our Wow Seat expertpreneurs, none other than Genuine Leadership Power Enhancers, Gina Gardner, and she is going to share on the topic of leveling up your language and leadership message. Such an important topic to be focusing on. Gina, thank you so much for being on the Wow Seat today.
Oh, thank you very much. Really looking forward to it.
Oh, I am certainly looking forward to all that you're going to share and just having a conversation with you, because this is certainly the time for expansion for leaders and them being able to take their present journeys and evolve it and expand it. And I know that you're going to open that up into new dimensions to talk about this leveling up factor for the language and the leadership message. So let's jump right in to this and talk about the importance of this topic. So why is it important to level up your language and leadership message, especially as you evolve?
I think language has the most immense power. It can encourage, inspire, motivate, empower, or it can diminish and keep people playing small.
Uh-huh.
And most people are completely unaware of the patterns of language that they employ and the impact that their language is having, not only on the quality of their own life in the now, but on their capacity to develop and the speed with which they are able to grow. I believe it's absolutely vital for leaders to be mindful of the language they use and the message that they share, because only then can they ensure that they're not sharing the message of the past.
Right.
Because if they do that, it will tether them constantly, bringing them back to what's been, and it will stunt their growth. But by ensuring the language and messaging are keeping pace with the evolution of one's growth and development, well, the other important thing about that is it creates a momentum. And that's so important, because it supports,
yes,
and generates even further growth and development.
Mm. Yes. And it takes the limits off of who they are as leaders. And you are certainly one who obviously helps to take those limitations, you know, off of leaders. And, you know, you think about it, it's such a limitation when a message is limited. And then certainly if there are not just limiting beliefs, but there are the limitations to the language, you know, that they're using. And on that note, I would like to ask, what do you believe hinders leaders from making the shift, because sometimes they don't feel that that's the easiest thing to do, or not even aware that they're using old language. So being able to level up in their communication so that they shared the newer aspects of their journey and mission. So talk a little bit about what you believe hinders them from stepping more into this shift.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head when you talked about awareness. And so much of the language that people use is habitual. The conscious mind isn't employed at all. There's no more thought given to the quality of the words or the energy and the intention behind them than our heart beating or our nails growing. It's done at this entirely unconscious level. Mm. And there's a real problem in that, because it's all too easy to fall into the trap of becoming stuck in the energy of the old way of being. And that, as you say, is so limiting.
Yeah.
So I think for me, the lack of awareness comes in two really important ways. There's lots of others, but for me, these are the real crux of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
There's an incredible power that language has over our thinking.
Yeah.
The unconscious mind wants to please, and it will do all it can to operate within the parameters our language creates. So if our language keeps us stuck, it limits us. If you like, it becomes a prison. The language creates that sense of, well, this is all I can do, or this is all I am confident of doing or being. And so the capacity to move forward, to engage with expansion and leveling up in terms of your vibrational energy is hugely limited. And then the actual language that's being used makes it impossible to discern whether this represents old thinking or the new development. And it's only if you are really aware of the language that you're using and the basis from which it comes that you're going to be able to sort that out. And so for me, if you're unaware, if you are unconscious about this, you're asleep, you can't do anything about it, because you don't even know that there's a problem. And so having a growing awareness of the language that you use, the energy and intention behind it, is all the difference between being someone who is limited by that language or opening the door of the potential to being limitless.
Yes. Well stated. That was just stellar. And I know you and I have had several conversations, you know, around the evolutionary expansion in terms of leaders needing to step into this more evolved expression of, you know, who they are. And you're so right. The limitations is that when you limit your language and limit your message, you're limiting yourself, but you're also limiting those who you are here to make a greater impact on. And so your limitations become someone else's limitations. And as leaders, limitation has no business being at the table, especially during this time of the greater expansion that is taking place and shifting dynamics in the world. The leaders have to really step up into this. And I love having this type of dialogue here on the Wow Seat, because this is what it's all about, is being able to be in your place of power, your Wow Seat, so to speak. And as Gina, you talked, you know, about the genuine power, you know, so to speak, and taking the limits off of how powerful you can be. Your language and your messaging, what is more powerful than what you articulate? Because if you don't shift that language, then guess what? You're not going to move effectively in the marketplace. And Gina can attest to this. Sometimes the messages aren't making a connection to the ideal audience because there's limitations in terms of the language and the message not being leveled up into the evolved expression. So, Gina, I, you know, certainly know that you can attest to that, and I'm going to have you to, you know, share a few tips, you know, in a moment. But is there anything you wanted to say on that note?
I think, you know, this the way language can limit you works at every level. You know, people who own their illness or own their disability or you know, my depression, and that becomes their identity, they are limited to the identity of somebody who is depressed. A leader who limits themselves to how they have been as a leader, rather than, well, now I'm going to move forward, is limiting themselves. You know, the bell curve of development demonstrates that if you don't start to make the next development before you reach the crest of the bell curve, then as soon as you have reached the crest, you immediately start to go down the other side.
Wow.
So this is a constant evolution that you evolve, and then even in that process of seeing that phase of your evolution coming to fruition, you need to be starting on the next trajectory and the next and the next. That momentum keeps you moving forward rather than limiting you and keeping you stuck.
Absolutely well stated. Well stated. So on the note, because you serve a variety of leaders on different levels, I know that you can provide for us at least one jumpstart, a shift that the leaders can make to start leveling up their language and ultimately their message.
I think it's really important to take time to be still and quiet, to quiet the chatter in your head and the white noise that surrounds us on a daily basis. If you think about, you know, the news and what's going on, all of those things get in the way of you really listening to the message that, if you allow yourself, that your inner wisdom will share with you. So I would suggest three questions. What's the message I have been sharing? Because you've got to know where you are now. Does that accurately reflect where I am now in my development? And to be really honest with this question, not judgmental, but just recognize, you know, have I moved forward? And if I haven't, then that brings on a whole different set of questions.
Yes.
But if you have, then the third question is, if I'm owning where I am right now, what is the message that I wish to share with others moving forward? And if you give yourself the time and the space, and this isn't a once and done question, this is, these are a regular, should become a regular part of you asking yourself and reflecting and being honest with yourself about, are you keeping up with your growth in
evolution,
your dimension,
evolution.
Yeah.
Wow. Just wow. That, I mean, ask the empowering questions. You know me. That's where it starts. And those are beyond empowering and a huge jump start for leaders to start really catapulting their initiative in terms of this level up. So those are just phenomenal. So I know that you have a plethora of offerings for leaders on a variety of levels. But what are you providing for leaders to help in this area?
Well, because I believe this is just so critical, I'm offering a leadership VIP month. So Level Up Your Leadership Message VIP month. And that includes a day, an intensive day, where we'll be looking at the principles. But because this is not, it's not just about the principles, it's about how you then embed those principles in daily life.
Yes.
And it is a process. It's not an instant process, because the being aware of your patterns and then making shifts and changes in those patterns takes a while to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that VIP intensive is followed up by three coaching sessions where we start to look at Are you using those principles? And if not, what's getting in the way? How are you dealing with, you know, really up-leveling the intention and the vibrational energy of your message?
Yeah.
And what we're going to look at through that program is exploring how you communicate with yourself and with others, and understanding and embedding the principles of the power of language and sharing the message that you're actually sharing with people. Because it's not just the words that you use that give a message, it's your body language, it's the energy and the intention behind them that are also so important. And through this, you'll be able to sharpen your awareness so that you can easily identify your current patterns of language and its impact on others, that you can level up your language so it reflects your current evolution, that you can refine your message moving forward, and develop your capacity for your language to keep pace with your ongoing evolution, because it's never finished, it's always in motion.
Yes.
And then learn how you can communicate your message with others as an author.
Wow, incredible, listeners, definitely. Take that as a call to action and reach out to Gina, which she's going to share how you can do that. And we're also going to have in the description box how you can take advantage of this offer and also information about her. Thank you so much, Gina. But would love to have you share how others can reach out to you and learn more about this.
Possibly the easiest way is just email me at info@genuinely-you.com. So info@genuinely-you.com. There's loads of stuff on the Gina Gardner Associates website. That's ginagardnerassociates.co.uk. There's lots of training opportunities there. But you can find me on LinkedIn or Facebook. But as I say, the easiest way, info@genuinely-you.com.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. And before we close out, I would love for you to just share a little more empowerment for our listening audience, because this has been tremendous. And I appreciate you so much sharing this, because this is a very timely and important topic. So any final words that you would like to share with our Wild Seed listeners?
Oh, thank you. And thanks for the opportunity to share.
Oh,
I'd like to say to listeners, every word you speak has enormous power. It can impact on your own development and that of others. It can act as a tether to keep you imprisoned in the old way of being, or it can act as the rocket fuel to propel you forward and to support your ongoing growth and evolution. And through that, the growth and evolution of the people who you are engaged with. It's time to take action. So please give yourself the very best opportunity to fulfill your limitless potential. And start to become aware of the power of your language and its capacity to help you become a limitless leader.
Yes, absolutely. Wonderful. Gina, thank you so much. Audience, this is why Gina is an expertpreneur on this platform and others of the Wild Seed Media, because she is just phenomenal and certainly can help you to take the limits off of any area of your leadership and your life to move not just your language and your message forward, but your vision forward and you as an individual. Gina, thank you so much for being in this segment of the Wild Seed.
Oh, my pleasure and my privilege. Thank you very much.
You are most welcome. So looking forward to having her come back and even share more on this particular topic of the limitless leadership vibration. And this was just such a great segment. Gina has certainly provided listeners, you would be in empowerment and knowledge and wisdom today for starting to level up your language and your message as a leader and why it's extremely important to do so. She laid this out. We need your evolutionary expansion. This evolutionary expansion, it reflects the evolved version of you as a leader. And during this time, we need this because this is what is going to ultimately help you to make a greater impact in your industry, in the marketplace, and also in the world at large. So I just want to thank you for joining us for this segment of the Wow Seat. As I mentioned previously, we'd love to have you connect with us on Facebook and also learn more on Tumblr. I am Allie Nicole Wow. She does it all. And if you want to learn more about me, please visit my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. Looking forward to having you join us for the next segment and also looking forward to having Gina return again with more masterful messages that she shares. And as always, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.